The Johnstown Metal Postgame Show begins from the Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota. Ferris State takes game one of this best of three series against the Bemidji State Beavers. A 4-1 win for the Bulldogs over the Beavers tonight. We'll go downstairs to the Bulldog Hockey Locker Room now. Assistant Coach Dave Sensor with the headsets on. Coach Sensor, congratulations on the victory. Your initial analysis on your club's performance tonight.
Well, very happy, Dom. I think, from start to finish, it was a pretty hard-fought game by our guys. They really executed the plan to a T, and, you know, we just really kept, we knew coming in that we had kind of been on a bit of a hot streak. You know, we were 5-1-1 our last seven games, and you know, they really just brought the same great play they brought the last couple weekends tonight. And, it was a very good game. It was a very even game. I mean, I think at the end of the night, the shots on goal were pretty much even. The scoring chances pretty much even. It was an even game. So it was nice for some of our guys to step up and score some big goals when we needed them. And we'll take the win and get refocused and ready to roll again tomorrow.
Well, all season long, you fight for a top four position out of the 10-team conference to get home ice advantage in the playoffs. And although Ferris State was one game back, 2 points back on Bemidji State, they were the road team. And if you're a home team, is the method or the preaching not, hey, you got to get on them early and get the first goal? Because if you're the road team that comes in and scores goal number one, you kind of take care of the business of, hey, road legs and bus legs, and that's all out the window at that point.
Certainly, yeah. I think, you know, that first goal gave us a lot of confidence. And like you said, just, this is a team that it's no secret throughout the year we've had some issues scoring at times, so it was nice to get out and confidence wise score that first goal. But beyond that, it kind of helps take the home crowd out of it a little bit, and from there, I think things really settled down, and it was an even game after that. But we were able to really play our game and do the things we wanted to do, and just know that if we kept working hard, goals would come, and we were fortunate tonight that they did.
Scoring by committee again for Ferro State. Zahner starts things off as a freshman, and then you have two sophomores back-to-back, Lowney and Mayhew, to go up 3-0, and then Kenny Babinski gets the empty net, the junior. You got to be happy if you're getting scoring from your freshmen, your defense, and your four freshmen, sophomores, and juniors.
You're exactly right, Dom, and I think that's just a great reflection of the way the guys played tonight. I thought, all four lines played really well. We didn't have a single forward that wasn't really on his game. Our all six D-men played well. Our goaltender played well. So it was great to see everyone chipping like that on the scoreboard, because that's the kind of game it was. I think from start to finish, we got that kind of effort from everybody. So it was nice to see that reflected on the scoreboard for us tonight.
How about the shots here tonight? 22 for Bemidji State, 19 for Ferris State. A very low shooting game. What's the reason?
Well, we know both teams are very good defensive teams. And, we knew, we just played them a couple weeks ago, and we knew that, that series that, it was a lot. It was hockey that was a lot like this. The one game was a 2-1 game, and the other game was a 1-1 game, and it was very, very similar. I think both times, both nights, were nights where the scoring chances at least were fairly low and fairly even, and it was like that again tonight. So, both teams are, I think it's a very even matchup, and I think it's a very defensive matchup, and we'd expect the exact same thing tomorrow.
What's brought up to the players in the locker room now after this game to come back for game two tomorrow in terms of juices and being well nourished?
Not much, and that's where we're really fortunate that we've had some of our older guys that really, they've been around the block a few times in terms of the postseason. We still have guys that played in a Frozen Four in a national championship game. We have guys that made a deep NCAA tournament run last year. We have guys that went to the WCHA playoff championship game last year, the Final Five championship game. So guys know how to handle themselves, how to win. It's, the older guys are great, great leaders. They spread that to the younger guys. But, certainly we preach more than ever this time of year. The weather starts to warm up. You saw last weekend Notre Dame and UMass play five overtimes. Tech's going to the third overtime against Huntsville, I believe, right now. So that kind of thing can happen any night. So you guys got to stay hydrated. We preached a lot of that stuff with nutrition and hydration all year long. So tonight, series like this are just an opportunity for us to put that to practice. And, it's second nature to the guys because they do such a great job with that stuff all year long. So, just kind of recover now, rest up, and we'll get ready to go again tomorrow night and hopefully have the same effort.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, with his thoughts and comments in the Johnstown Automotive Postgame Show. Dogs win 4-1 over the Bemidji State Beavers in game one of this best of three series on the road in Bemidji, Minnesota. We'll take a break. We'll come back. The box score recap with the audio highlights after this as the Johnstown Automotive Postgame Show continues from the Sanford Center on Sunny 97.3 FM.